Amen. We have such great moves of God that most places it would just be church would be over. Amen. But we would never hear the word of God if we didn't have any preaching every time there was a powerful move. Amen. I think we can do it all. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So good to see Keturah up here praying, speaking in tongues. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ain't God good to us? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We have Malaysia is here, the Esri's neighbor. They knocked on her door yesterday. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. And then always good to have the Lumens here with us. Amen. God bless y'all. Amen. Thank you for your faithfulness to the house of God. Amen. Praise God. Everybody can come up with an excuse to not be in God's house. Amen. But you ought to come up with an excuse to bring somebody with you to God's house. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. There should be a maturity that happens the longer you live for God. Amen. And it shouldn't just be all about your feelings. And amen. Well, praise God. I love children, but I love adults too. Amen. Hallelujah. When I was a child, I spake as a child. And when I talk back like a child, I got a spanking. Amen. It helps you become a grown-up. Get a few whoopings. I'm convinced some people like whippings. I'm not sure. But I pray to God I've had my last one. Amen. I want God to just be able to gently lean one way. He don't have to yank the bridle back of my mouth and pop my neck. And I want him to just kind of show me a little bit. And I'll do what he says. Amen. I found out that's the best life. I didn't really like, I don't like the yo-yo life living for God. Back and forth. And pop back. Amen. I like security. I like stability. I like to wake up and everything be the same. You know, I don't even like people moving my stuff. It happens sometimes. Amen. I like everything to just, amen. Praise God. That's why every morning I get up and I come by this church. Amen. I like routines. Amen. I believe routine. Some routines, you got to have them to make it to heaven. Amen. Without a routine, without consistency, without taking your flesh by the nape of the neck. Amen. There's going to be a lot of people in trouble. Amen. I'll just give you a piece of advice. The devil may not be your biggest problem. Your biggest problem will be your flesh nature. Because the devil can't be everywhere at one time. Amen. He can't mess with everybody at the same time. There ain't enough of them. Amen. But your flesh is always with you. I've cast many devils out of people, but I've never been able to cast the flesh out of anybody. Every time they left, they had the same flesh. So if we're stuck with it, why don't we just control it? When Israel couldn't put nations out, there were certain nations they couldn't put out for whatever reason. It could have been disobedience, whatever. But anyway, the Lord just brought this to my mind. There were nations that they couldn't drive out, and so they just made them be servants to them. He made them pay taxes to them. Amen. If we got a flesh and There's no need to act like we ain't got one. We got one. We ought to make it work for us. Hallelujah. Make it the servant. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm going to preach for just a little while, and then we're going to do whatever y'all want, I guess. Praise God. 1 Thessalonians, the first chapter and the fifth verse. Praise God. Well, this has been one of those beautiful days. Amen. I like to have everything prepared way ahead of time. And I am out of my comfort zone right now. Praise God. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 5. For our gospel. Everybody say our gospel. Say it real loud. Our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Amen. If you could put up 1 Corinthians 2 and 4, I believe that's what my squinty eyes are telling me. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. I believe. Amen. Praise God. Are y'all excited? And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. He said, my preaching wasn't nothing that the theologians would have been proud to take. They weren't trying to steal my notes, is what he was saying. But he said, my preaching was backed up by something. He said, my preaching was backed up by a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. He would say one more time to the Thessalonians, for our gospel, this is our gospel, came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. As ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Amen. Our gospel. Amen. I want to preach for just a little while what God laid upon me in the last 15 minutes at my house this afternoon. I knew y'all were going to shout me out, and all of a sudden I knew you were not going to shout me out. Amen. I want to preach about our gospel. Can everybody hear me all right? Is it loud enough in the very back? Is it loud enough in the very back? I want to be louder than the singers are. I want the word of God to be louder than the music. Amen. I figured out that the sound system is kind of like the air conditioner. Nobody, not everybody, is ever going to be happy. Amen. It's either too hot or too cold for other people. Amen. The sound system is the exact same way. But I want everybody to hear me loud and clear. Our gospel didn't start out with a moment of silence. Our gospel is not going to end with a moment of silence. Hallelujah. Our gospel started out on a day of Pentecost. And the Bible said there came a sound as of a quiet little breeze. That's not how it started. And I don't believe that's the church that God's looking for. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our gospel started out with a mighty rushing wind. Our gospel started out with the sound of a tornado. Our gospel started out with the sound of a hurricane. Hallelujah. Don't get quiet now. Don't let your prayer get quiet.
Don't let your worship get quiet. Don't let your praise get quiet. He said, if you don't praise me, he said, the rocks are gonna, he said, the rocks are gonna what? They're gonna cry out. That must mean he likes things to cry out. Hey, I'm not gonna let a rock take my place. Our gospel is different than any other gospel. Our gospel is the original gospel. Our gospel is in a capsule in Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Our gospel is live peaceably with all men. And holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. You know when Samson lost his power? When he lost his separation. When he decided them old vows wasn't important anymore, he got whipped. Instead of whipping somebody else, he got whipped. Our gospel is a powerful gospel. Our gospel can break chains that are binding people. Our gospel can heal the sick. Our gospel can raise the dead. Our gospel can turn any situation around. Our gospel comes with a demonstration of power. Itoramasalaba. Isaramasaramo. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can sit down or you can stand up. I'm just going to preach a little while. Amen. Let me tell you how our church did not start. It did not start with the organizational skills of a Fortune 500 company. It wasn't started with a bunch of captains of this and that. I ain't got a problem with none of that, but none of that ever brought the power of God down. Hey, man, I want to get better. I want to be more organized. I want the best of music. I want the best of everything, but that ain't what brought the power. What brought the power was preachers who would open the Word of God and begin to preach. Amen. And when they would begin to preach, people's hearts were pricked. And when hearts get pricked, you're going to change then. This is how our gospel began. It began on a day called Pentecost. And when it started, let me tell you, friend, it started with power. Don't try to change our gospel into a sophisticated, dead, dry, boring assembly. Just say no to dead church. Our gospel is alive. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The real church is where people are praying through. The real church is where the Spirit of God is moving. Paul said, I didn't just come with a word for you. Let me tell you, all over the world, they opened the Bibles this morning and There were a lot of scriptures quoted, a lot of scriptures read, and I'm glad they read them. Hey, remember, this is how you know whether it's the real gospel or another gospel. Amen. Because Paul said, I didn't come in word only. The real gospel don't just come in word only. The real gospel comes with power. The real gospel will give you something you can carry with you. Itaramasha. Hallelujah. I would say very minimal churches believe that you have to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. Most of them believe it's just a special gift that a few people get. And the reason they believe that is because they ain't got it. You know what I recommend to the person that believes it's just a gift for a few special people? Come and try it, my friend. You repent of your sins and you start praising God and you see what happens. You're going to realize our gospel has power. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. God, when I read the New Testament, the beginning of the churches, they were powerful. And when you look at a lot of churches today, they are professional. I don't want to trade powerful for professional. I don't want to trade the anointing for talent. Hallelujah. If all we wanted was viewers, I would want the most talented people we could get. If all we was worried about was followers, I'd want the best program you could get. Hey, man, but you know what I want? I want it so where people like Keturah, where you at? There she is. You got to give up back row. I've been in the fire. Let you cooling your toes off a while. It's hot down. The problem with professional church is there's people with real problems in life. And such were some of you. Hallelujah, but you walked into a powerful gospel preaching church one day. And something real got a hold of you. And it broke the chains of yesterday. Boy, I feel like preaching now. This is our gospel. Our gospel can heal the sick. Our gospel can open up the windows of heaven in your life. Our gospel can take somebody with no hope and give them real hope. I'm not talking about on the pat on the back. They say, well, just repeat after me. Well, praise God, you're born again. And they walk out and they got the same addictions they walked in with. There's no power in that. That's another gospel. Hey, man, I don't want another gospel. Hey, man, I want the real. I said I want the real. Itaramasa. Why do you need the real gospel? We need the real gospel because there's going to be people like Jason Esri in children's hospital spitting up blood about to die. And a charismatic speech ain't gonna help him. A few pretty words ain't gonna help a man that's on his deathbed. You better, there's only one gospel that's got the power. It's the original apostolic tongue talking Jesus name gospel. And when you apply the real, power happens. Healing happens. Brother Jason needs God to complete the work. I believe God raised him up out of his deathbed 2 or 3 years ago. Is that about right? Something like that. Amen. And gave him time. Guess what? He needs another miracle right now. He needs God to complete the work. It ain't going to happen in another gospel. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen in a red hot Holy Ghost anointed service where the people of God are praying. Come down. We're about to show you the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Itorabasa. Praise God. People are leaving. It's going to get better. Y'all tell them. Praise God. Not her. Come on in, Sister Katie. Praise God. Why would you go to a fake church? Why would you want to give up your power by letting go of your holiness? You get rid of holiness, you're losing your power, my friend. I know holiness ain't all clothing, but it is some clothing. You know how I know it? Because that Bible said so. He said you got to love everybody, but he also taught people how to dress. He was the first fashion designer. Adam and Eve thought they were fashion designers when they got dressed, and God didn't like how they were dressed. You can see through fig leaves that are sewed together. Praise God. That ought to be all the Bible you need to know that sheer ain't Pentecostal. I shouldn't have to preach about stuff like that. You ought to know if it's see-through, God don't like it. You shouldn't worry about me. You ought to worry about what God thinks. God took coats of skins and he put on them. Amen. The word coats comes from the word, the Hebrew word was tunic. Everybody say tunic. You know what a tunic is? It's a below the knee, way below the knee. It's a below the elbow. It's like a big old overcoat. Now I know fads come and fads go, but I still believe the Bible. Hallelujah. My Bible said this is our gospel. This is what has brought our power. My Bible said if the thigh, everybody say the thigh. If the thigh is showing its nakedness, you know what your thigh is? It's what's connected to your knee. I'd hate for the trumpet to blow and our guys walking around in Bermuda shorts. Well, I'm just going to check the mail. Ladies with skirts way up above their knees. You know what I'm going to do? I got to give an account. I'm not even going to read these now. I got to give an account. And I want to do it with joy. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to grin from ear to ear and I'm going to say, God, I told them. God, I said it. Don't mess up my retirement. Hey, this is our gospel. I love it. I don't hate it. It's not a burden to me. I love being different than everybody else. Praise God. Holiness is so beautiful. I'm just going to ramble a while. I'm going to preach a little while. Holiness is the most beautiful thing. Ladies, don't you let the enemy tell you anything else. There is nothing as beautiful as a holiness woman of God. Got the Holy Ghost on the inside, dressed holy on the outside. That's as beautiful as it gets. You know how you get ladies to dress right and be holy? Is you get men to start acting right. Oh boy. Got kind of quiet all of a sudden. Amen. Well, I feel like preaching. This is our gospel. This is what brings revival. This is what brings liberty. This is what brings hope. Now, when men are attracted to the trash of the world, that messes ladies up. But ladies, because a man is messed up, don't mean you got to mess up. Just pray he gets his thinking cap on right. This is who we are. This is how this church went from the basement with a handful of people to another church. Fixing to be in a few weeks to another church that everybody in town is trying to figure out what's going on at that church. I tell you what's going on. We got a hold of the gospel. Our gospel has power. Our gospel comes with a demonstration of power. Hallelujah. I hate walking in churches that are dead. No move of the Spirit. You begin to look around and you can see they walked away from our gospel. Tell you, when you walk away from holiness because men are too scared to preach it, it won't be very long till you quit preaching Acts 2:38. Come on. It's a downward spiral. Won't you put it in reverse? Once the fire on the altar goes out, it's almost like God won't let you get it started again. Hey, I don't want him to put Ichabod on the door of this church. I want him to put the name on the, this is my house. This is the house of prayer. This is where people are changed. Everybody say, this is our gospel. In the Bible, it was powerful. I've had people come to this church and they're uncomfortable because it appears to them that it's something wild. And I don't want this to ever get into your mind for you to think that you're different or we're just a bunch of wackos. Because other people are scared of what's going on in here. Open up your Bible. I would say it like this. We're not where we need to be yet. Our prayer ain't where it needs to be yet. Our worship ain't where it needs to be yet. Hey man, when this thing began, they thought they were all drunk. We get a drunk every now and then, but Our gospel comes with power and a demonstration of the Spirit, Brother Jason. Has anybody got a need in this house? Come on, lift your hand if you got a need right now. I rebuke every doubt in this house right now. Come on, help me pray right now. I rebuke every unbelief. Hanamasa. Oh, Jesus. Harabosa. Hasaraba. Isara. Isarama. I feel faith arising right now. I'm telling you, all that's got to happen. The power's in this house. All that's got to happen is your faith has to reach the level where the power can change you. How many times did this Bible say your faith hath made you whole? I pray faith would fall upon this house. Come on, nobody looking around. Everybody pray right now. Ooh, sarama. Ooh. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. It ain't, is there power? There is power. Gospel comes with power. No wonder if. Come on. Can my faith receive what God's wanting to do? Come on, in Jesus. Come on, I don't usually operate in the prophetic. But I feel it in this house right now. The power is hovering right above people. I feel the power hovering right above the people. All that's got to happen is your faith would reach out. What's got to happen is a blind Bartimaeus say, Jesus! Jesus! is hovering. It's hovering. Come on, reach for it if you need it. Reach for it if you need it. By the authority of the name of Jesus. You're almost. Ooh. Isara. Sora masa. Come on. Allow your faith to rise. Come on, there's a miracle hovering right above you. Ura. 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 God, give it to him. God, give it. God, give it.
Give it.
Kora. Ah! Come on. Come on. Come on. Shut up. Come on. Come on, this is part of the package. When you said yes to the gospel, it came with power. It came with a demonstration. Come on, Holy Ghost. Yeah. Come on, find somebody and help them pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, it's time to exercise that power. Come on, it's time to say, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, there's power. There's power. Wonder working power. Wonder working power. Wonder working power. Through praying, help somebody pray. Hallelujah.